Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. We are at Washington City Hall in the council chambers for our regular meeting. Our meetings are streamed live at washingtoncity.org/meetings and archived there for later viewing. As is tradition over the last few years now, maybe more than a few, maybe 3 or 4 years, we will have the invocation given by a member of the Interfaith Council, and tonight we welcome the Reverend Jimmy Keston from Solomon's Porch Foursquare Fellowship to start our meeting off with an invocation. Following the invocation, Councilman Kurt Ivey will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pastor.
Thank you, Mayor, and what a privilege and joy it is to be with you. And as we enter into this 251st year of American exceptionalism, it is a blessing to know that the principles that made this country great are principles that Washington City adheres to in its governance and always shall. And what a grateful time this is to be an American. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the many gifts that we have in being Americans and for this 250-year celebration that we just completed as we move into this next season of the American experiment. We know that it is city councils like this one in Washington that are truly the core of what American political system is about, and government closest to the people. And we are so grateful for these who have been called to serve this city, all of its department heads and employees. We ask that your blessing be upon all those who have business in front of this council today, and may you give our decision makers wisdom beyond their capability to guide this city forward. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand.
You'll repeat after me. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you, Mayor. I have a church service tonight.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Reverend. Before we start with our regular meeting, we are going to pivot to our public forum. Now, we do these public forums quarterly at the beginning of the first regular meeting, and so July 8th is the first meeting of the third quarter of the year. So at this time, before I invite any residents to speak, and I would just ask you to speak on an item that is not on the agenda, but I would just remind you that if you want an even quicker response, you can go online and type in "let us know" at washingtonutah.gov, and a member of the city staff will respond to your inquiry. You can also email the council at councilconnect@washingtonutah.gov, and that gives you quick access to the mayor and council. That said, we enjoy the opportunity to represent and listen to you. So at this time, I am going to open it up to any Washington City resident who would like to share some feedback with their elected representation. If you'll just state your name, and just, you know, verify that you're a Washington City resident, and then most well-spoken comments can be made within about 3 to 5 minutes. This is an opportunity for the council to listen. The city manager and the council are taking notes, so you may not get a lot of feedback, but I can tell you from experience that you will get feedback at some point, whether it's a little bit now, but certainly more later. So at this time, I'll open it up for comments from the public. Yeah, start here at the mic there, and if you'll just state your name and that you're a Washington City resident.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Hershey. I'm a Washington City resident living very close to the OMP landfill, and my health has been severely impacted by the underground fire releasing toxic chemicals into the air. What started in June 2025 as daily headaches and migraines quickly turned into hormonal issues such as underactive thyroid, PMDD, and PCOS issues. Please note that burning materials such as rubber from tires is a known endocrine disruptor. Tires also contain latex, which is a common allergy that many people have, myself included. When the weather cooled down in September, the smell in our neighborhood started getting stronger, and I started breaking out in large patches of hives all over my body, which you can see in the packets provided. I have been through hundreds of blood tests, doctor's appointments, and have even ended up in the emergency room due to anaphylactic hives that covered my entire body and burning, itching welts that started threatening my breathing. At the ER visit, I was given an EpiPen, high doses of antihistamines, anti-inflammatories, and steroids to calm my system, but the hives returned the next day in spite of these life-saving measures. I have also been to the ER with my son. During a particularly bad week of pollution in December, not only did I break out in horrible hives, but my son also experienced severe breathing issues, and he had been in urgent care the day before the ER visit and was given a breathing treatment and a steroid shot. He seemed to do better from this treatment until the toxic chemicals started seeping into the air that evening. We went outside just to get in the car, and his symptoms became worse. He was gasping for air. By the time we got to urgent care, they checked his oxygen, and we were immediately sent to the ER. Watching your three-year-old's eyes roll back as they struggle to breathe is a pain worse than the hives I have been experiencing for 10 months. Please note that the hives I experience are not normal hives. As you can see in the pictures provided to you, they are much larger, more intense, more painful, and I have tried several antihistamines with little effect, mast cell stabilizers, and biologic injections. The treatments I need are not easily covered by insurance and come with their own side effects, which is why I've had to stay on powerful immunosuppressants for over 6 months, because it is the only thing that helps me somewhat function. But I still wake up covered in hives and cannot function until the medicine calms my system down, which can take several hours. The best treatment for this condition is an injection called Xolair, and it costs $5,000 per month without insurance. I've been given a trial of this and still continued having severe hives. I have been trying to obtain insurance approval for another medication to help this painful condition, and the cost of this medication is $2,500 per month. There was a point where I started doing better around May, but then the toxic fumes came back, which resulted in my body going into another severe flare, ruining all the progress I had made. At this point in time, we are planning to move due to the fact that no matter how hard I try to do what is right for my health, I can't avoid breathing. I truly hope my story helps you realize the damage this pollution may cause to the people who live near ONP. I am not the only one experiencing problems related to this pollution. My problems are simply more visible. Others cannot take a picture of the problems they are experiencing. Please do something to help this community. ONP may have been here first, but your city council approved this development, and it is your job to help us now as they continue to pollute our neighborhoods. Thank you.
Caitlin, thank you for having the courage to come and share that. I know that's it's been an ongoing issue. I will give you just what little update I have. Bear with me for 1 second. Let's see here. I can tell you that Jaylin Knudsen with the Department of Environmental Quality, Division of Waste Management and Radiation Control, along with the Division Director Ted Sonnenberg, will be visiting the Purgatory OMP landfill at a future date, and will give me an update along with Fire Chief and City Manager, and we will determine from that point what updates we can provide to the public. Are there any other individuals, residents, who would like to give comment to the City Council during this public forum? Seeing none, I will close the public forum. And before we move into our regular meeting, I'll just make note again that we welcome Gary Webster from Senator Mike Lee's staff, And we welcome Sam Harvey from Congresswoman Celeste Malloy's staff. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate the ongoing support.